every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have found On Point Live, coming to you each and every week with two superstars. We're talking about the incredible Vince Ferragamo, number 15, played in Super Bowl 14, or vice versa, I don't know. But he was one of the all-time greats with the California Golden Bears, Nebraska Cornhuskers, LA Rams quarterback. Vince, welcome to your show.
Hey, Michael, great to be on remote, but we're still on, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, also Jackie Slater, number 78, the offensive lineman for 20 seasons, all with one team. I think there was one game he played with St. Louis, but he holds the record for offensive lineman playing most seasons with one franchise. The Energizer Bunny, the Hall of Famer, the one and only Jackie Slater. Welcome, Jackie.
Glad to be here, guys. I've been listening to you guys a little bit earlier today, and, you know, it's a beautiful day and nothing better than sitting around talking to friends about the great game of football.
So, Jackie, you're on the East Coast, right? I'm on the West Coast. What's going on here?
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow, Vince. So, yeah, it was good to be here and had a great time over there in Canton, Ohio at the HBCU, the Black College Hall of Fame event last week. We're going to talk about that next week, show you some pictures and stuff. We had a blast.
Great.
And good to be back home now.
I don't want to jump in here, but I thought we always were going to wear suits and ties, and I seem to be the only one dressed up here on the show. Thanks to my people there at CRN for putting it together. On Point Live, coming to you on our flagship 790 KABC, also on CRNTalk.com, CRN Radio Network, and the Sports Byline Radio Network. Check out the stations in your area. Our website, OnPointLive.net. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And get over to our sponsors. These guys are big fans of cheese. HarmonyCheese.com. Jackie, what are you chomping on these days from Harmony Cheese?
Well, I mean, nothing has changed. I told you from day one, from the moment my taste buds met it, that Abergele was my favorite.
How about the six pepper cheddar, Jack?
That's what I'm about to tell you. The six pepper cheddar. Now, the six pepper cheddar is the thing you know what I did, Vince? I forgot to tell you that. I took some wheat, just regular wheat toast. I sliced that six pepper cheddar up there and layered it out over that sweet toast. And I toasted it in the oven on about 450 degrees. It didn't take but any more than 8 minutes. And I got the best, tastiest toasted cheese that you've ever had in your life. And you
really?
You spread a little grape jam on top of that thing. Oh, man.
I'd ask Vince what cheese he likes, but apparently we don't have time to talk about it in this segment. Check it all out at HarmonyCheese.com. You're in tune with On Point Live. Email us onpointlive@crntalk.com. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at HarmonyCheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at HarmonyCheese.com.
That's HarmonyCheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. We're back with On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Don't forget, email us with your questions, onpoint@crntalk.com. And Vince, before we get into the show here, your favorite cheese from harmonycheese.com. You didn't get a chance there because Jackie's still eating his sandwich. Go ahead.
Well, I think we're both in agreement that six pepper cheddar is an awesome cheese, and it goes great. You can make a, like Jackie said, a grilled cheese sandwich. You can do mac and cheese. You can just, you blend that cheese with almost anything you want. And of course, I'm always a big favorite of the Parmesan cheese that they have there. And Jackie likes his cheese sliced up. I can grate my cheese as well on the pasta. It just is, it's a great marriage between great food and great drinks. So we enjoy it all, every day.
Don't a lot of you don't know that Vince also has a winery. And Vince, what wine do you pair with that Harmony cheese sandwich?
Well, you know what? The Ferragamo Caressa J, and Jackie knows it, is named after my three daughters, Super Tuscan wine that we make right here locally in Southern California. And it's composed of mostly Sangiovese, Cabernet Franc. And it's just a great blending wine and just great food wine. It's got all the great characteristics of a wine that goes with food, great pairings, and we eat it all the time and drink that wine quite a bit.
Where do we find your wines? Can you point us in a direction?
Well, you can go to the website, VinceFerragamoVineyards.com, and you can look it up. They get a picture of all the wines, the story about how it grows, where it grows, and you know how much we have bottled, what's available, and it kind of goes quick. So, but we love doing our wine dinners. Jackie's attended a few of our wine dinners at some great restaurants, and it's really a lot of fun. And I encourage people to go to the website and look us up. And if you're interested, become a wine member. Be great.
VinceFerragamoWines.com. Don't forget Harmony Cheese, HarmonyCheese.com. I have never been to one of your wine dinners, but Jackie Slater has. So let's kick it off with you, Jackie. Big story this week. Back and forth, all this Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons stuff over there. Well, the trade was finally made. Your thoughts, Jackie Slater?
Well, I mean, I've said all along that I have great respect for Michael Parsons, and obviously he has a lot of value. I mean, people just don't give up first round picks, let alone two of them, to bring that crucial piece into their organization. And obviously, the people in Green Bay are thinking that this is the piece that they need, and they're gonna they're committing that to their fans. And telling them that by committing $904,000 per week for 4 years to this young man. And, You know, I've always respected him as a player, but I've always thought to him, if I were to have to deal with Myles Garrett or Michael Parsons, I think I'd rather deal with Michael Parsons. But then my son pointed out to me, he said, Dad, he said, Michael Parsons is he has more sacks than anybody in the last 3-4 years, and you don't know who he's going to beat. He beats tackles, he beats guards, he lines up on the center. Backs cannot block him. I mean, you know, the proof is in the pudding. This guy has more sacks than anybody in the National Football League, including any big-name pass rusher you can think of. And so the deal, you know, had to get done somehow. He's going to get paid either in Dallas or like he's getting paid in Green Bay, and it's just going to be interesting watching how he fits into his new club.
Vince Ferragamo, Parsons met with Jerry Jones back in March of this year. Both sides thought they believed different things. Jerry thought they had a deal. Parsons' agent said thought it was only a starting point. They're going back and forth. We've been talking about it on this show. There were closed-door talks. Dallas unloads them. I don't want to say that because it's Micah Parsons, but how about Green Bay? You think they're in pretty good shape right now in the Harmony Cheese country?
Well, I think that's a good question, Michael, because it's the way the whole thing came down. And I think when Jerry Jones felt that he had an agreement with Micah early in March, late March, early April, things went astray. And I think there became some friction. Then Micah wanted to be traded. So Jerry kind of calmed that question down. And then I think ultimately, I think both teams probably will prosper from that, because the Dallas Cowboys will get 2 first-round draft picks. They're also going to get Kenny Clark, who's great against the run. Now, Micah Parsons has a little bit of difficulty stopping the run, but he's a prolific pass rusher. So I think what he does to the Packers is add another depth to their defense, another great tool that they can use. And I think now the timing is right, because at age 27, all quarterbacks who played for the Green Bay Packers, that includes Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and now Jordan Love, they're all age 27. They all went to a Super Bowl, and they all acquired a great defensive player. And, of course, the great Reggie White came on to help Brett Favre. And then, you know, the great Charles Woodson. And now Micah Parsons comes to help Jordan Love. So maybe timing is right. This is the time that they want to acquire. This is a team that has high aspirations. Dallas Cowboys is more of a futuristic move on their part. I think they need to build their team more so. They're going to have some great draft picks coming up down the road, so we'll see what happens. But I kind of like the Packers' chances now with Micah Parsons there.
Jackie,
well,
Slater.
You know, the other thing, Vince, and let's not kid ourselves. I went a couple of weeks to the premiere of the new Netflix feature that's coming out this fall, America's Team. And Jerry Jones sat there, and he was unapologetic about the fact that he is more concerned about the 100 million people in the country and around the world watching the Dallas Cowboys than he is about the 100,000 people that will come and fill his stadium. He is all about the business of the Dallas Cowboys and growing that organization's image on a worldwide basis. And so when you let a guy like Michael Parsons go, you have to look at some of the things they may have been thinking. He's got CeeDee Lamb. He's got Prescott. Guys are already over that $30 million a year threshold, close to pushing $50 million a year, both of those guys. And how many of those guys can you have on a football team? Well, you certainly don't want to have too many. You can't have too many. Otherwise, it depletes the quality of your roster. And so, in my opinion, Jerry Jones knew exactly what he was doing. I don't think he wanted to lose Michael Parsons. But when the conversation started about them, they left. After the two of them left, Jerry was under the impression that they had a deal. Michael was under the impression that the conversations and negotiations were just starting. They left there diametrically opposed to what the realities were. And so I think when you look at that and you look at Jerry and the roster that he already has, and what he's trying to do is he re-puts this roster together and spins it toward this coming season, I think Michael Parsons, though he would like to have kept him, there was no way he was going to do that at a cost of not getting those two first round picks for future, you know, for future growth for the Dallas Cowboys team.
Well, I think those are good points, Jackie. But, you know, Michael Parsons now is the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. There's a set of precedents. When you're disgruntled and you want to get paid more money, even though you have a present contract. I mean, these players are getting reimbursed for them being hold-ins. And then they come to camp and they get paid. I mean, we've seen it throughout the league now. So this might start a precedent. But when you have somebody like Jerry Jones, who's established, and he says, this is the way we play it here. And I think most of the money for the teams that have been very, very successful, most of the money has gone for the offensive players. Some of the biggest name defensive players, those teams have never really panned out down the playoffs. So it's all become offense. Great defenses get you to the Super Bowl, but great offenses win Super Bowls. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's something that's up for grabs right now. So, I mean, Dallas Cowboys made a statement. This is the way we're going to do it. Packers took advantage of it. This is what they wanted to get. It helped them out, and probably it'll help the Cowboys.
Help them out, huh? Help out the Packers, Jackie. You said it's a lot of value. A lot of value. $125,000 a day per second. That's $1.49 per minute. $89.54 per hour. $5,372. Give me a break. I'll take some Harmony cheese and I'll go out there and play. We got to take a break here. Grab your cheese sandwiches from harmonycheese.com. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater are in the house. We're going to kind of cut down the season. So take a look at some of this first round here that's coming up on Sunday. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. On Point Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
1738.
It's On Point Live with Vince D'Argamo and Jackie Slater. Don't forget our podcast. By the way, it's available wherever you get your podcasts. Just go to any of your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, whatever it might be, iHeart, and search On Point with Vince and Jackie, or just On Point. Or better yet, go to your smartphone and just dial up #250. Hit #250, hit send. When the call is answered, say, "Find my podcast." They'll ask you which one. Say, "On Point Live." They'll load the podcast right into your cell phone. You can listen to it wherever you are. All right, we got some great stuff here. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. So Matthew Stafford, a bad back, missing the training camp, but it looks like he's going to be able to start the opener against Texas. What do you think of that, Vince Ferragamo?
Well, he's had a couple epidurals, Mike. That helps a little bit, ease the pain.
Maybe some hot laser.
He hasn't been hit. So Jackie knows. It's like, I'm a firm believer in getting some work in the preseason, getting out there, getting sharp, getting ready. Game speed is a whole lot different than practice and then in preseason. So unless you play in these games and get ready, you're going to be a step behind when you first start out. I just think he has the experience. He has the knowledge in the background. But again, physically, his body, is he going to be able to go after a defense like the Texans? D'Amico Ryan's going to be prepared for this game. This should be a great test for the Rams. The first game, opening game, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this season. I think the Rams are going to have a good team this year. They have a good backup in Stetson Bennett, so we'll see what happens.
With him starting, people starting to like the Rams' chances, but it's a long season, Jackie Slater. What do you think?
Well, it's a long season, and when I look at the Rams, and I'm always a Ram fan. I think one of the best signings, two of the best signings in the National Football League this entire offseason was getting Matthew Stafford back on the same page with the organization, first of all. And then secondly, getting a Lamar Jackson, who was being quoted by a lot of people, as a blindside pass protector. Now, the problem is both these men, which were high-priority signings for the Los Angeles Rams, both these men are question marks at this point in time. Now, I can tell you this about a back, and I know Matthew Stafford would never have to use his back anywhere near the way I did, but if he had back issues enough to keep him out of just doing things that I thought quarterbacks did and thought quarterbacks do, if he wasn't able to do those because he had a bad back, that means we got some serious issues going on, let alone to even factor in someone hitting him and knocking him on the ground on his back or on his hip and jarring that back. That's one of the most painful injuries that I had, and probably the injury that I had that came closest to me ending my career somewhere around the midway point. The other thing is Lamar Jackson. He is a legitimate, big-time blindside pass protector. And as I said to you guys, I didn't want to see him leave when he was being courted by other teams. And when the Rams stepped up to the plate and gave him almost $60 million over a three-year period of time, I was the happiest guy in Southern California because I think he is a really special guy. But unbeknownst to me, in 2022, this young man had some problems with some blood clots. I didn't know. That's the first time I had heard it, actually. And now it came up again. Now, this is what I know about blood clots. Blood clots can actually leave the area, and they can go into the heart. They can go into the brain. They can go into the lungs. And not only are you not playing football, but you are no longer with us. Now, this is what I am looking at. I'm thinking to myself, well, normally, one of the treatments for dealing with blood clots is blood thinners. And you know, Vince, if you take a shot in the bicep or a shot in the pec or any deep shot, any deep contusion. Your body begins to bleed on the inside. And then you need the blood to coagulate. Otherwise, you have a major bleeding problem. So any deep tissue bruise can cause your body to bleed on the inside, forcing you to need your body to do what it normally does when that happens. That is to have the blood to coagulate so that it doesn't have clots and whatnot going to the bad places. Now, a lot of people are going to say, what the hell does Jackie know about all this?
Jackie Slater, MD, medical doctor.
I got my degree in physical education, and I had to take, you know, a lot of anatomy and kinesiology and stuff like that. So I was taught these things. So what concerns me now is the possible liability that the Rams may have if they put this guy back out on the field. Oh, I was there, and I watched him when I went there about a month ago in the skivvies. In other words, no pads on, taking pass tests, moving around fairly briskly, but they did not put him in pads all of training camp. And to this point, that has not happened. So to me, now I'm sitting here thinking, we could have a major problem if this young guy is still dealing with major blood clots somehow, and it caused him, God forbid, some really, really serious physical problems. It's got me in a quandary, and I'm sure the Rams are feeling that way. If they weren't feeling that way, they would have had him back on the field by now.
We're getting pretty heavy here. So anesthesiologist Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts, please.
Well, potentially, I think this could be, you know, any kind of embolus problem or threat could be a serious problem. And is it preventative? Yeah, maybe with no contact, with no bleeding. So, but you're going to be forced to play football, which is a contact sport. And as Jackie mentioned, you know, a blow to the body, a severe blow that could cause some interior bleeding could be a major problem. But we'll have to just wait and see what happens, because as we've seen in the past, injuries play a vital role in the success of teams, especially NFL teams down the stretch. If Matthew Stafford is healthy, if Alaric Jackson is healthy, if Devontae Adams is healthy, and they're all playing good football, then the Rams have a really viable chance of going far in the playoffs this year. So if that's
absolutely
not the case.
And I think, Vince, I think everybody agrees on that. Everybody agrees on that. But then if, in fact, we have any one of those three guys, see, this is another thing, Vince, and Matthew Stafford, you know, you can speak to this better than me beyond my observation, but there's a measurable amount of work that has to occur between a quarterback, regardless of how good he is, and a receiver, regardless of how good he is, to develop a measurable amount of chemistry that works when you put the pads on against competition and really good coverage. I'm not sure that Matthew Stafford and Devontae Adams has had that much time to get in sync relative to what they're doing, which prompts me to believe that they're going to be running the heck out of the football a whole lot early and often this coming season.
And you're seeing that consistently across the board, college football and pro football, Jackie. The threat of the run looms very big in the minds of these offensive coordinators because, you know, if you can establish the run, then everything else seems to work to fall right in place. And, you know, that chemistry that you mentioned between quarterback and receiver is vital because Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, they have it. Higgins, they have it. I mean, he threw to this receiver in college, so they had this connection already.
Right.
Devontae Adams, as good as he was with Aaron Rodgers, there was a connection, there was chemistry.
Right.
Let's hope that Matthew Stafford can build that. The only way you can build it is game time experience, game time plays.
Right.
So, let's hope that. But, you know, when you have a smart coach like Sean McVay, things seem to fall in place a little bit faster for teams like that.
They do, Vince. And I'm going to make a small prediction. Sean McVay, when he first took over the Rams, he had Todd Gurley. And he used and rolled Todd Gurley right up until the eve of the Super Bowl championship, which they did not accomplish. Todd Gurley was the centerpiece. Mm-hmm. Now he has gone out and brought in a couple of good, really good backs, Kyron Williams, the other. These guys can run the football, and they can do a good job of inserting that ball in the line of scrimmage behind the blockers that they have in place right now. They went out and got DJ Humphries, who's played 100 games in the National Football League at the left tackle with Kansas City before he hurts his knee. Now, as a run blocker, he's going to be a lot more effective. If he has to play in a Lark Jackson stead, he's going to be a lot more effective and impactful as a run blocker than he would be as a pass blocker. So I wouldn't be surprised. And Sean McVay went out and got him a really good pass-catching tight end. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see the proliferation of an explosive underneath pass passing game, a series of plays called by Sean McVay, with the tight end being a big piece of it, and all of these running backs getting an opportunity to do what they did, especially in light of what we saw Philadelphia do last year with their running game.
And we
We
saw a little glimpse of that in preseason.
Absolutely.
Saw a little bit different variation in the pass combinations that Sean McVay was using. So we're going to see a lot of that this year. And I think that'll be a great valuable tool for the Rams and their offense, Mike.
Without any doubt, man. It's going to be fun watching that.
On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. This segment, the winners and losers. So far, we've talked about one team. I don't even know if they're in the winner or loser file now. So, Matthew Stafford, stay healthy. Tampa Bay, what do you think? Baker Mayfield, good three-year contract here. What do you think?
Well, no Liam Cohen. That's going to hurt the Bucs this year a little bit, you know, and I think, so be it. But that's the NFC South. I mean, they probably end up winning the NFC South despite losing Liam Cohen, but they're winners. Yeah. Man. They went undefeated in preseason without Lamar Jackson.
Right.
So they're finding their team. The Giants are good too. I like the Giants. Who do you like, Jackie?
Well, the Ravens are a well-built team. There's no doubt about that. But I want to jump back over here to Baker Mayfield and that outfit down. And Baker Mayfield is a guy, you know who he reminds me of? I was listening to a piece just recently, Ben, where Tom Brady was talking about, you know, he said that when he watched film, he was taught how to watch film to look at tendencies a way people would align their bodies.
Now, hold that thought, Jackie, because we're taking a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go through winners and losers here on Point Live. Check us out at our website, onpointlive.net, onpointlive.net. This is On Point Live. We'll be right back.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Don't forget, if you want to have your questions answered here, email us onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crn, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Get those emails in. We'll talk about it. And don't forget our great sponsor, harmonycheese.com. That's harmonycheese.com. All right, so on our winners list, we got the Rams. You got the Bucks. You mentioned the Giants you kind of like, Vince, the Ravens. Yeah. You mentioned Jackie. What about the Bengals, Raiders? Jackie, take one.
Well, you know, I like the Cincinnati Bengals. And the reason why I like the Cincinnati Bengals is because, you know, Vince has convinced me that Joe Burrow, their quarterback, is second to nobody in the National Football League. This guy is a very accurate passer, whether he's throwing underneath, over the top. He's got two of the best receivers in all of pro football, and his offensive line is more seasoned and more balanced. And they can run the football. I just think that it's kind of scary to me that you have a division that has a potential powerhouse. I mean, just think, in the last two or three Super Bowls in the AFC, you know, with the exception of Buffalo, they've come. It's been Cincinnati and Baltimore, and everybody expecting, and both these cities are expecting these teams to be AFC champions. They expect them to be able to beat the Buffalo Bills, and they made moves in the offseason, both of them, to put them in a position to seemingly make that very, very possible. So I think that the AFC here with this particular group is one of the dominant divisions in all of pro football, and it's because of Joe Burrow and his leadership and his support cast that makes me feel that they're going to be very difficult to beat. I'm not saying they're going to beat Baltimore. I'm not saying that I want to negate anything that's going on with Lamar and his crew, because they went undefeated and he didn't even play this preseason. But what I'm saying is, it's going to be interesting to watch Joe Burrow and that Cincinnati Bengals team.
All right,
I think the Cincinnati Bengals were a winner too. They signed Trey Hendrickson, their big leader in pass, sacking the quarterback. So I think they need that defense as well. They've kind of faltered a little bit in the playoffs, but they probably should be okay. They're just in a tough division, real tough division. I think the Giants were a winner too, Michael. I think Jackson Dart was a great selection as a quarterback. He should.
I know you keep saying that, Vince. You keep saying that, and I didn't see enough of Jackson Dart, but I thought J.J. McCarthy was quite in. What do you think about him?
I'm not. J.J. McCarthy came out last year, Jackie. Yeah, he got hurt there early in the season. Pretty much had to take the whole year off, but I. You know, they have Kevin O'Connell. He's a really good coach. I mean, they got great receivers to throw to over there. So, I mean, you can't count them out. You can't count anybody out. But I am just specifically looking at the quarterbacks and the direction of the team and what they stand for and how they're built. I mean, we'll get into it. We got to talk college football too. But, that I'm just high on Jackson Dart. I think he's a good quarterback coming out of the draft this year.
And can then, we address you know, can we address
teams too that I don't think improved at all?
Can we address the elephant in the room here right now, because there's been a big love connection this week in football, and I'm telling you, it's the big one. And I'm not talking Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm talking about Geno Smith and Pete Carroll. What about the Raiders, Vince?
Well, I think Pete Carroll adds a lot to that team. Is a great flavor to have, a great defensive-minded coach. He and Geno Smith have a great relationship. I just don't know. Now they've signed Kenny Pickett, and I think now that might give them some kind of shot in the arm that they might need, because Geno is a good quarterback, throws the ball deep well. Mechanically, sometimes he's questionable. So I don't know how far they can go in the West, because you have the Chargers, you have the Chiefs, you have the Broncos. They're all better right now than I think the Raiders are. So we'll see.
And okay. You know, Vince, I agree with you 100%. You've got all those teams in the AFC with. But one thing you can never underestimate, in my opinion, is chemistry between coaches and players, where they really love each other. Now, we have watched Pete Carroll from college to the pros. We've watched him fail. We've watched him bounce back. He's probably the oldest coach in pro football right now. And they're taking a chance on him because he has a unique ability to to bond with his players, especially his key guys. And if you can do that as a coach, you know those key guys, Vince, they always have a tendency to bring in even the rank and file up to a different level. And he and Geno Smith go way back. They got a great relationship. He went out on a limb and made sure that he got them. And with them being together, I don't underestimate anything they can get accomplished. And watch, I'll be willing to bet you a dollar to a dime that all season long, what we're going to hear coming out of that organization is how close they are, and that the brotherly love for one another has grown and grown and grown. That's what I'm expecting to see from Pete Carroll and his team.
That's a secret element, Jackie, and it's hard to bypass that. You're right about that. That has a lot more effect on a team's outcome than most anything else. So, but we'll have to wait and see. It's
right.
Even in the NFL, you have to have it all. It has to all work together. So.
All right, and our loser list, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. We talked about the Micah Parsons trade. What about the Browns? They got those issues, off-field issues with Myles Garrett arrest over there, 49ers.
He didn't get arrested. He just got pulled over. He was driving too fast.
So 100
miles
okay?
an hour in his Ferrari or something. So,
yeah.
Come on, Myles. Slow it down a little bit, you know. Yeah, he's in the open country out there in Cleveland. So,
yeah.
But I think, you know, Shedeur Sanders, Jackie. You know, sometimes it doesn't pay to have a big name, you know, and I think Shedeur has a lot of promise. And I think now being traded to Pittsburgh, he's going to play under Aaron Rodgers. This is a team to watch out for. Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm telling you, watch out.
Yeah.
Tomlin, they know how to win. They got their defense. They got a little offense now. They got some pizzazz on offense.
They got a quarterback that knows how to throw the football in just about every conceivable pass and throw that a good quarterback must be able to make. And with Pickett and some of the other guys, the offensive line they have, they're running the football. They're not afraid to get dirty and beat you up. So yep. it's going to be an interesting team to watch. And I think it could end up being probably one of the more explosive teams, depending on how the chemistry between the quarterback and those receivers, how fast that grows.
You heard what Tom Brady said about Aaron Rodgers, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Best arms he's ever seen in football.
Yeah.
Right.
So he can throw the ball from A to B faster and quicker than anybody else can get the ball, and accurate. So
Aaron
Rodgers has a special knack. Okay,
he's a great quarterback.
And with a good defense, Jackie, and a good running game,
I've been thinking about all of that. And you know what else I've been factoring in? I've been factoring in every person that I've ever known and met that ever had a complete rupture of an Achilles tendon. And I thought to myself, if a defensive tackle can come back from that in a couple of years and stay on the field and be pushing against 300-plus-pound guys, surely a quarterback can take a pass that and push off of that thing and get the ball thrown down the field without a whole lot of pressure on that leg. So when I factor it in and look at it that way, I'm thinking, man, this guy's going to be all the way back, and they're going to be special because he's a dynamic quarterback that nobody's really talking about, Vince.
Hey, all right, Michael, we got to talk about this AFC-NFC picks this year.
Yeah, so, and let's just look real quick here. Sunday games. Vince, start with you. Buccaneers at Falcons.
Oh, you're going to the game by game. Whoa. Well, okay, let's go game by game. I'll take the Bucs. I'll take the Bengals against the Browns. I'll take the Dolphins over the Colts. The Jaguars, obviously, with Liam Cohen. Patriots over the Raiders. Cardinals over the Saints. The Saints, I don't think, have much of a chance at all. Steelers, going to go the Jets. I like the Steelers. Jackie, what do you like?
Well, when I look at those matchups right there, I'm going to go with the Buccaneers over the Falcons. Just not quite convinced that young quarterback in Atlanta is really ready to play at this level. And then I'm going to go with the Bengals. There's a little bit too much going on in Cleveland. I was just over there in Canton for the Hall of Fame ceremonies, and the opinions about the Browns football team by the local fans, and they love the Browns, is just varies. It's off the chart. I've never heard it have that much variation. When I looked at the Dolphins and the Colts, I'm going to figure the Dolphins are going to beat those guys. And then I don't know what's going on down in Jacksonville. I didn't see a whole lot of them, didn't hear a whole lot about any big-time signings. But what I did see with the Carolina Panthers was they gave their right tackle a new contract, and Bryce Young played really well in the preseason. Now, when we look at the Raiders and the Patriots, I'm going with the Raiders all the way because I think that, I think that Pete is going to have that football team motivated to beat them. I think the Cardinals will beat the Saints. And I think the Steelers are going to have their way with the Jets. I'm just banking on Aaron Rodgers being ready after 2 years ago hurting that Achilles tendon. And I'm with the Commanders all the way. I think the young quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is going to go to a different height, Vince. He's going to take that team to a different level. It's going to be special to watch. It's going to really be I think they're going to sweep right on through the NFC there or in their division. I don't think anybody's over there going to be able to beat them. And then the Broncos, I know I got questions about it, even though I like their coach. I think the Tennessee Titans, they're starting to pick it up. I like Sean Payton, but I'm just not sure about the group of guys that he's going to be deploying. With the 49ers and Seahawks, I'm not going to go against the San Francisco 49ers at this point in time.
All right. Well, Giants come undefeated in preseason. Man, the Commanders didn't win a game, but, Jaden Daniels is going to be playing. I'm going to take the Giants in an upset in that game. Broncos, I like the Broncos at home. The 49ers, I do like them. I do like them over the Seahawks at this point. How about the Packers-Lions? I'm not big on the Lions this year, Jackie.
Packers.
With their coordinators. I like the Packers.
It's because they lost their offensive coordinator. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking there's no way that Jared Goff is going to be
able to. Who's calling the plays?
Yeah, I know.
Well, the coordinator is calling the
plays. The thing is, the coordinator on both sides of the ball, Vince, were in-house guys. But, the funny thing about it is that, the assumption could be made that if a guy was there, he knows how to call a game the way the previous guy called a game.
Is Micah Parsons going to get after Jared Goff? Is he ready to go?
Vince, first of all, the coordinator. I agree with you. I think the coordinators – both the coordinators are going to be very
difficult. They're going to put them all over the place.
They're going to be very difficult to replace. So it's going to be
real quick. We got to move, gentlemen. Texans, Rams. Who do you pick?
I got the Rams.
I got the Rams as well.
Ravens, Bills.
I got the Rams as well because I think Sean McVay is going to do the thing that's dear to my heart more than anything else. I think he's going to run the football. I think he's going to spray the football underneath when he gets to those tight ends of his. He's going to, when he gets ready to take shots, he's got two targets in Devontae and Puka Nacua. Yeah. But serve up the rushing attack simply because.
Jackie, watch out for C.J. Stroud with their offensive coordinator back there. He's going to give him a big boost.
And Ravens, I agree.
Bills. Have a good year this year.
I agree with what you're saying.
Ravens, Bills. What do you got?
I like the Ravens.
I like the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
Vikings and Bears on Monday night.
I'll take the Bears.
I'm going with the Bears, man. They loaded up their offensive line, and this kid, Caleb, and he's special. He's just got to have the support, especially by the guys up front. I think
Ben Johnson.
You saw what he did with Jared Goff.
Yep.
And I think he's going to do even more with Caleb.
All right, when we come back, we got to talk about Bill Belichick's debut here and look at the college scene there a little bit. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, our Instagram, onpoint.live. Don't forget our sponsors, Harmony Cheese. A lot of Green Bay fans out there now, so grab some Harmony Cheese, get it sent to your home, harmonycheese.com. Our email, onpoint@crntalk.com. That's onpoint@crntalk.com. Get your questions into us. We're going to take a quick break and wrap things up for you. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, it's On Point Live. We'll be back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. All right, let's look at the college crowd here a little bit. The debut of Bill Belichick there, TCU playing North Carolina. What was it, 47-13? Place was packed at first. What happened to the crowd?
48-14, Jackie. You know, Bill Belichick, we both like Bill Belichick, but, you know, man, that place was packed, but high expectations. All the talk was about North Carolina. Nothing said about the TCU Frogs. All right? So, I mean, Sonny Dykes, ooh, boy.
It was a royal rear-end whipping. And you know, the interesting thing about that, it might not have been the worst thing that could happen to a Bill Belichick coach team, because you know those young guys were motivated to come out with their coach and show the world and the country that they were the players that Bill thinks that they are. Now, Bill, he's going to go back after watching this guy for 16 years. This guy is going to go back and he's going to clean up all the problems that they had, Vince. And I think they're going to be a totally different football team from this point.
Yeah, they got mismatched. I mean, physically up front, they couldn't tackle, they couldn't block, they couldn't run the football. And then there's Geno Lopez, the first quarterback. They should have probably been playing Max Johnson, we said.
Yes, there's no doubt.
I mean, he was at 9-for-11. He came back in the second half. I just don't know. I mean, they weren't playing basic football at all. They guys, and the people, the fans left late in the third quarter. I mean, the place was empty.
Ohio State.
I like what they did in the opening drive, Vince. They wanted to feature the big guys up front. Yeah. Their offensive line was productive. I just didn't think
he's got a lot of work to do. He's got a lot of work.
I didn't think their meat and potato running game was supported enough with the pass.
Real quick, there's the top five matchup. Number one, Texas over Ohio State. Number three. How'd you like that one?
Well, I have to first say, Arch Manning, you know, as great as the family and his genetics is, He doesn't have the mechanics, Jackie. He can't throw the ball that well. I can't understand it. Why he doesn't throw, he's throwing sidearm. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And they're number one ranked. He's a potential Heisman Trophy winner. Ohio State just dominated that game to me.
You know, the interesting thing about it is potentially he is probably, next to his grandfather, the most mobile Manning quarterback that we have ever seen.
Arch can move too. His grandpa.
Yeah, I said next to his grandfather, he's probably the most mobile Arch Manning we've seen. I just don't think he was supported very well.
Not more mobile than me, gentlemen. We got to wrap things up. That's our show. If you miss anything, for God's sakes, log on to our website, onpointlive.net. Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. Gentlemen, what do we always say?
Stay on point.